Good morning. It is good to see you this morning, and I'm glad that we've had the opportunity to come together to worship and share in fellowship together. If this is your first time worshiping with us, if you'd be so kind, there are some visitor cards in the back of the pews that just ask you to complete a little bit of information about yourself. That way we can reach out to you in the coming week or so to learn a little bit more about you. If it's completed, you can just leave it on the pew, or there's a basket at the back of the church. Want to make sure you're all aware that whether you are regular or visitor, we want you to know that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. A few announcements for this morning. You have no doubt noticed that the cast of characters in the chancel this morning are a little bit different. This is Dale's scheduled Sunday off, so I want to thank Margie Jewell for serving as our liturgist today. Addie is not able to be with us this Sunday because she has COVID, potentially a little souvenir from her trip to General Synod. We're not sure, but she was experiencing symptoms earlier this week, so we'll keep her in our prayers and hope for a speedy recovery for her. But that's why you have a few others of us that are helping out this morning. Joining us as our guest preacher is Martha Kriebel. She served many years at Trinity UCC in Collegeville, and we're very pleased to have her with us this morning to share in leading us in worship. And Abby Lamp will be offering our children's message today. So thank you very much, Abby. In terms of announcements for this week, just want to remind you that VBS, our last opportunity to participate in the work of the Garden of Health, is coming up a week after next, so July 27th at 6 to 8 p.m. That is at the Garden. We believe it'll be at the Garden of Health in Hatfield. Just always stay tuned if you're interested, because they do partner with other farms in the area, and I know we've redirected to other partners to do that volunteer work. And then also, you'll see in your bulletin that we have announced previously, this is the 100th year of Vacation Bible School here at St. John's. And so we'll be having a little bit of a celebration for that on Sunday, August 6th, following worship. So mark that in your calendars. Hopefully you can join us to look through VBS through the years and celebrate this important milestone. Lastly, again, in your bulletin, you'll see some information. If you didn't get a chance to participate in any of our visions or some of our visioning sessions, or have more thoughts to share with us, there's information in the bulletin that is a link now to a survey that has similar questions for the SOAR process. So you can visit that and put in your responses there. And of course, there's the exec email for our executive committee, and we can receive your feedback there as well. So with that, I invite you to take a deep breath. Breathe in God's love and peace, and breathe out the things that are occupying your mind to allow you to open and listen and be present today with us in worship.
Thank you. We gather today to praise the one who created us,
the one who calls us,
the one who equips us,
the one who loves us without end.
With joyful hearts, God invites us to enter, rejoice, and come into this time of worship.
Today will be a joyful day. Let us worship God.
But as we come, we know we need to pause. We need to confess. We confess together. Gracious God, your compassion and grace know no limits, but we confess that all too often we don't follow your lead. We turn our backs when we could embrace. We remain silent when we could speak. We speak when we could listen. We close our hearts and our minds when we could remain open. We judge when we could seek understanding. We cling when we could give. Forgive us, God. Help us to transcend self-centeredness, greed, and fear, to be transformed in all that we are and in all that we do by the power of your love. Amen. When we come before God to claim our mistakes, God hears us and responds with mercy and compassion. We are forgiven by the power of grace, a gift that we did nothing to earn and could do nothing to lose. May our confessions open us up to the new thing that God is doing and free us in space in our hearts forevermore for love. Love for God and love for one another. Amen.